The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
This show is brought to you by EarPeeler.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at www.audibletrial.com/radmetal. Over 150,000 titles to choose for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Tonight's episode of Radioactive Metal is dedicated to the memory of Wormed drummer Guillermo Calero.
What's up, everybody? It's John Bush from the Mighty Armored Saint, and you are listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a symbolic episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 498. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
I'm Corrine.
And this is Aaron. And today's Radioactive Metal podcast has been possessed by the demons within True Cult Coffee. True Cult Coffee is a small town coffee company offering only premium single origin coffees. They strive for world domination by summoning demons and the ultimate flavor through fresh roasted deliverance. Coffee Storm, their first roast, is a medium roast coffee summoned from El Salvador that is smooth and elegant yet strong enough to blow up your planet. Mjork Helvete, which is Norwegian for dark hell. I just got to call that out every time. Is a dark roast from Nicaragua that is full-bodied, bold, and smoky with just a hint of chocolate. Try True Cult Coffee today, because if you're not sold on the flavor, at least you know when you grind it, it'll sound just like a Burzum album. Check them out on Instagram at trve.kvlt.coffee and go to trvekvltcoffee.com to order.
Sorry. Dude, I've been holding that. I was holding that back.
We gotta get you a mute button so you can cough, you know. So
there you go.
He must have
dark hell. That's the blackest coffee there is. That's as black as the black coffee can be, right?
It sounds like, you know, it sounds like Rock breathed in the particles from the Burzum album that was being grinded as you were reading that.
Yeah, definitely.
I would have coughed too, Rock.
Jesus. It's been a hell of a week. That's all I can say.
Just fucked up. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to rock and roll. But before we get going here, let me do a horns count here. One, two, three, four. Four horsemen of the apocalypse are joining us tonight. I am so excited. Hello, bros and bra.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Living the American dream.
I'm probably going to cough when I'm going to do this, but I'm going to try, okay? One horseman of the apocalypse. Two horsemen.
Okay. I was thinking.
We need to cackle and we need lightning in the background.
I was thinking that myself, Rock.
Yep. So, all right. All the old school listeners will may recognize the Sesame Street reference.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. The count was the man.
Was awesome.
Definitely. How is everyone doing tonight?
Dude, amazing.
I've been better.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to get your weekend going off, right? I know mine. This is the start of what's going to be a kick-ass weekend for me, because this weekend, And of course, our longtime listeners will know I get excited every year at this time because this is the weekend of the Manitoba Metal Fest. As soon as I'm done here, I make my way out to night one. My homies are waiting for me there, and Canadian Rockers Cancer Bats are headlining tonight. Tomorrow night, the Mighty Demolition Hammer are headlining, along with Death Metalers Skeletal Remains and all that. So I got a busy weekend. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And like I said, it's so good that we've got everyone here to start it off. Corinne, I know you've been pretty busy with your website, but maybe you can tell us all about it when we get to our metal fix.
Absolutely.
And what the fuck did we do this week? Find out in our metal fix.
Okay, you. What's up? Tell us. Speak.
Oh, you want me to speak first?
Please,
I love you guys.
Please.
So I know last week I came on the episode and I was talking about the Vodka and Metal Fest metal battle for the Orlando region that I was at. I was kind of having a rough time getting my words out because I was developing a migraine, which it happened to be a migraine. So I am back in action tonight. I do want to let you all know that I have been working very, very hard on a website called loudandfierce.com. You guys may have known about it from me talking about it back in January. But let me tell you something. I have really made it something special. You can go on there. You can find festivals. I'm not just talking about just any festivals, but the world's loudest festivals right on my page. It has the dates. You can take and click on it. You can send you to where you could buy tickets. It even has an area where you can click on what region or what country you would like. I'm also working on states right now. I have Virginia, Florida, and Georgia. And I'm also getting ready to put Canada's metal festivals up as well. So I have Canada metal festivals. Right now I have European festivals. I'm looking at getting Asian festivals. And then just working out from there, from South America to Mexico. But it has been a very, very wonderful project. Like, words can't describe how amazing this is because everybody could use this.
Right on, right on. Awesome. Sounds like you're going worldwide, baby. Right on.
Hell yeah. And let me tell you something. It is mobile friendly. So I know a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I'll just check it out when I get home on my computer. No, you don't fucking have to. You don't. You just type in loudandfierce.com right on your phone, and it'll automatically bring you up to the mobile page. And I'm also working on an app.
Right.
Believe it or not, I actually have an app already set, but I'm not ready to have it permanently. I wouldn't say permanently, but I'm not ready to have it released yet until I can coordinate it with the website.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm doing big fucking things. And the added bonus to this, guys, is that you can find all – I wouldn't say all, but you can find our episodes, our latest episodes right there on loudandfierce.com. It is updated every time the podcast gets uploaded. It also has up-to-date news, and it also has a section for where you can find metal reads on your favorite autobiographies from your metal artist.
Right on. Right on. Sounds like you're real busy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I made sure that this website was all about metal. I mean, even the Instagram, which I don't really right now have anything on it, but I was able to name it the Metal Instagram.
Cool.
And then,
right on.
Yeah,
right,
dude,
on.
It's great. And I want everybody to check it out. It's free. There's nothing to sign up. You don't have to do anything but go on the website. If you want to buy, no purchase necessary, but it would be nice. But I digress. Go on there and just check it out. Please send me some feedback and let us know. Let me know, because I'm the one working on it right now. Let me know what state you really want to see on there.
Right on. Excellent. Excellent. We shall. I know. I'm going to be more active on your site as well when there's, because there's always shit going on up in Canada that I should be a little more diligent with this on your site. But I got a lot going on up here. How was your leg of the Vakken metal battle last week?
You know, it was pretty good. I heard a lot of great local metal bands. Mm-hmm. I left before two bands finished because I was developing that migraine and I couldn't take it anymore. I'll just give you like a quick little background about what's been happening because I've been out. So I got into a car accident about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So on top of all the craziness and starting a new job, trying to get this website, it was just, you know, a lot going on personally with me to the point where it just took its toll that night. So I will be attending the second round of the Vulcan Metal Fest battles, which is happening on the 23rd of March in Orlando.
Right on.
And then there is a finale happening as well. So I really, really want to attend the last two events, and I want to give you guys some updates on what's happening.
Please do, because yeah, the Vulcan Metal battle is a thing for Radioactive Metal. It doesn't seem like it's happening up here in Winnipeg this year, but you know, it has the last couple, and we were always there to talk about it. So we're looking forward to your reports. What about you guys? What's going on with your metal fix?
Aaron, you have anything?
Well, not a lot. Did you guys know that it was Pi Day recently?
Oh shit! No, we forgot about that.
Yeah, 3/14, 3.14, Pi Day.
Well, just like today is Stone Cold Steve Austin Day, it's 3/16.
Oh, 3/16.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Well, but more importantly, it's also Wolfgang Van Halen's birthday, 3/16.
How the fuck did we miss that?
Well, it's crazy. But so because of the Pi Day thing, everyone's posting, you know, just different pies and people have been making different pies. Well, check this out. A slice of apple pie in Jamaica costs $2, right? Now, check this out. If you go over to the Bahamas, it's $2.50. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the pie rates of the Caribbean. I couldn't resist.
The pie rates?
Yeah, the pie rates.
Yeah, the pie rates. The pie rates.
Of the Caribbean.
Of the Caribbean, yeah.
The aha moment was worth it. The slow burn, that was great.
Oh.
You're such a dad.
You know, I sure am. Okay. But my metal fix is really, like, I think, wasn't it Slayer last week? It's still Slayer. I've needed the cleansing. If I've told you guys what the cleansing is, before I go to work, I'll play Raining Blood just to, you know, get everything out.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And I've always referred to it as the cleansing. And, yeah, so, you know. And then also, man, I've really been digging Sepultura this week. I was back listening to Roots, Bloody Roots and Chaos AD. Mm-hmm. And just kind of really digging on that. So that's really all I've got.
Dude, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, with my – right now I have a rental, but with my new car, I drive a Dodge Challenger, guys. You know, not bragging.
So Midnight was the car in the accident then, right?
Yeah. Midnight was the car in the accident. But – she has XM satellite radio, and I have been loving the Liquid Metal station.
Oh, Liquid Metal, so good. Great. I love Liquid Metal.
I have heard so much new stuff that I would have never have gotten to hear if it wasn't for the podcast and if I didn't have the station. So I've been listening to Iron Reagan.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were cool.
I've been listening to some Iron Reagan. I've been listening to some Sepultura. They've had some amazing new shit from Dying Fetus.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm like in my car jamming out, but right now because I'm driving a freaking Nissan Murano, which is like a mom's sports car. I mean, sorry, not sports car, sports utility vehicle, the SUV. Yeah. I've been just jamming out to some metal in it, and I look really like real goofy as hell, but I don't fucking care.
No. See, society might think you look goofy, but cool people like us, we know you look damn good. Rock and roll.
Oh, I know I look good. I'm around headbanging to some Dying Fetus, looking like a soccer mom.
I was gonna say, you're someday, Creed, you are going to be the scourge of soccer moms the world over. That's gonna be awesome.
You know what? And I will never in my whole existence ever drive a freaking minivan. And I may never want to drive an SUV, but I sure as hell will not be one of those moms that have to have one of those vehicles.
Never say never.
No,
you
Rock,
say that now.
I will never let Kareen sell out. Never. Never. I won't let her do it. No.
Sometimes necessity dictates this certain things.
No way. No way.
Dude, that Challenger. Okay, my Challenger, believe it or not, is so fucking roomy. So it's
how many car seats could you put in it?
You can probably there's three seat belts in the back. You could probably put two full car seats.
Yeah, I can see a young child in there with their milk bottles and stuff. Spewing milk and vomit everywhere on those beautiful seats.
Oh, I'm lucky. You know what though? I'm lucky because I would say lucky. I chose this. I was going to choose for leather seats, but I didn't want to. So I chose for some cloth seats, but they have a scratch guard on them. But I'm not a mom, so I don't really know how well a scratch guard would work in a vehicle like that. I just know people are not allowed to come in my car and eat and drink. And
that's right.
I'm testing those waters.
Kareen, you know what? There's no hope for those two guys. They're long gone. They're beyond my reach, but you are never getting a picket fence. I will come down to Florida and tear that fence right off your house myself. No way.
Oh, gosh.
No way.
Do you guys have a white picket fence, any of you?
No.
Of course they do.
No.
Both of them do.
No,
no. I did in Pennsylvania because it made sense. What? Somebody had a white picket fence.
I'm just a metaphorical picket fence. I didn't think you would actually
I have a white picket fence.
Oh, my Dude. God. Of course you did. Holy shit.
You know, funny.
But here's the funny part. You know,
this is going to be the funny part.
Here's the funny part. So the guy who's always riding my nuts, and that's why I call him Seabiscuit now, Kareen, you missed that episode. So the guy who's always riding my nuts like they're a thoroughbred, and ugly American this and Americans that and blah, 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 and people shouldn't judge other people and metalheads, but yet, you know, here I am listening to metal. Oh, you can't have a picket fence. I didn't know there was a rule book. This is like the Ellen episode where she comes out and they're like, what, are you going to get a toaster when you come out? You know,
Ellen.
Know, that's the whole point. Metal is all about just being yourself, Snowy.
And okay, myself, you go, boy.
Want a picket fence. I can have a picket fence.
Okay. Yeah, you know. You know.
Oh, my Aaron's God. Don't tell me Ellen is butthurt here. Oh,
my
God. Oh, my. No, but it's
that's
funny,
the only fucking thing you heard was Ellen? No, you know what? First of all, Snowy, you keep saying, oh, you know, I'm not American. Well, yes, you are. You're North American, so you're still American.
Oh, my God.
If you've seen Meet the Robinsons, Canada's going to become North Montana anyway. So, you know.
No, and it's funny how it's funny how Snowy likes to say, oh, yeah, oh, I don't judge people. You know, I let people be. But then, oh, no, he's like, he rides your nuts like, you know, like crazy.
Oh, yeah. I had
to put on a new saddle this week.
and if I was any other person, you would all be going, where's Snowy Pod person? I want my Snowy back. That's exactly what you guys would be doing. Rock, what you got for your metal fix?
Well, I was out sick from work for 3 days, so sinus, really bad sinus infection and chills and fever and shit. So when I feel like this, I don't do shit. I don't listen to shit. I don't. So the only thing, I've been back at work the last couple of days, and today I actually started listening to a few podcasts, and I listened to our good friend Bob Nalbandian, his latest episode, because he puts out an episode like, what, twice a year maybe?
Yeah.
of the Shockwaves podcast, and I listened to that today. Gosh, I can't even remember who he had on. He had Don Jameson of formerly of That Metal Show. He had Sean Glass of Broken Hope. And who was the third one? No, I can't remember. He had three people on there. But yeah, so I listened to that today. And when I feel like this, I don't even listen to music in my car. I write in silence. I, you know, I just can't deal now because my ears are ringing so bad right now that I can't listen to anything. I can barely listen to you guys talk. So,
I mean, I can barely listen to us talk, so I understand.
Aaron is fucking sassy tonight.
I know, Corinne. You know what? Aaron's been like this the last 3 weeks. I've been trying to be nice to him. And he's just
whatever.
He's just, I've been sending him all these good wishes and all that, and he's been doing nothing but telling me to fuck off and throw a brick at me. That's all he's been doing.
You know what's really funny, Snowy? If you were Pinocchio, I'd probably be poked in the eye by how long your nose just grew from that line.
And you know when you're saying that he's chugging bricks at you, it's because there's a boomerang attached to that brick.
Well, I was thinking he's
you're chugging him first, and then you're getting him back.
Ouch!
Settle down, Biscuit. It'll be all right.
I'm kind of the same way, Rock. Like when I'm sick, I don't like to do anything like fun or stimulating or entertaining or anything. I just lay there and go and just show me bad sitcoms.
Yeah, because we all know a man cold is the worst cold.
Oh, yeah.
Man colds are so bad. So horrible.
Yeah.
I know. Kareen, you just have no idea.
Babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
All right. I have other problems that I don't have to worry about. You don't have to deal with those.
We as men...
I have sensitive nipples.
We as men might think that we're the quote unquote stronger sex because we can open up pickle jars and pick up heavy stuff and put them down and look a manly man and all that. That is not strength. Women have real strength. Imagine if men had to go through the monthlies. Imagine if men had to be pregnant and go through childbirth and all that. We're wimps. We really are.
Look, you know? I like Aaron's idea of having sensitive nipples, all right?
Well.
Look, that is just stimulating fun right there.
Oh, man.
Okay.
But you asked. Look, you asked. We deliver, okay? We just.
There you go.
Almost permanently, my nipples are almost always hard. Like, almost.
You should try.
I'm like the Batman suit all day long.
Imagine being in minus 40 weather up here in Winnipeg, man.
This is too much information.
I would be able to like cut glass to just go right through like store windows. You know,
you would, and I got to agree, there was nothing worse than the nipples on the Batman suit. What the fuck was that? And where are the nipples on the Batgirl suit?
First of all, I had to model for that suit, so they knew it a really firm nice. Nipple.
With my metal fix, I got a few things here. I had a pretty good week. Starting with, who's a fan of Accept? Who remembers Accept?
I do. They actually follow me on Twitter.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, Accept didn't come through town.
Oh.
But their former vocalist, Udo Dirkschneider, did, coming through town just under the banner of Dirkschneider on his Farewell to Accept tour, which is basically the old bugger, you know, is basically on stage with three young bucks and all that, and just doing, you know, a classic lineup, a classic set of cool old Accept tunes. And it's like, oh, okay, well, it's not Accept, because like that band has continued without him, you know, those kick-ass record Blood of the Nations and Stalingrad, and just like Accept is still a thing, and I'm glad they are, and they're kicking ass. But it was really good to finally see Udo play, because I had never seen him live. So I kind of did this the thing where you kind of focus on the vocalist, and then it's just like seeing like the classic band, like when Sebastian Bach came through town. And you know, even though he's a solo artist, he's got upteen solo records now. when he goes on tour, he only does Skid Row stuff. So yeah. When he came through town, you just focus on Bach, and it's just like seeing an old school Skid Row show. It was the same thing when Lou Gramm came through town. Just focus on him. Hey, I got an old school Foreigner show right here. Same thing this week with Udo Dirkschneider. Sorry, my stuttering is skipping, is acting up here. It's the same thing with him. Focus on Udo. I got an old school Accept show here with some great tracks. Midnight Mover, London Leather Boys, Objection Overruled, Russian Roulette. And, you know, they did the four song encore. You know, they left the stage, and of course they didn't do that song, so you knew they were coming back to do Princess of Dawn, Metal Heart, Fast as a Shark, and take a guess as to what the last song was.
Balls to the Wall.
Oh. yeah. Fantastic time. It was definitely.
It's a bummer that we got there that quickly, because I was going to ask you and be like, Snowy, was the place packed? And you were probably going to tell me yes. And I'm like, were your balls to the wall?
Actually, you know what? For a Tuesday night, it was packed pretty good. But this is, once again, and I've said this on the show many times, this is one of those shows that, if you're not there, then this is it. Like,
you're SOL.
He's probably not coming back and all that. So, yeah, it was good. It was good to see him. I didn't get an opportunity to speak to him, to hang out with him, to meet him, to interview him. I didn't get a chance to do all that. But, you know, I kind of heard through our sources that, yeah, he's kind of a ratchety old man by now, you know. so it's like, do I really want to kill the mystique? You know,
yeah.
You know, if I wanted to hang out with her, you know, a crotchety old goat, I would just go hang out with my dad, you know, like
a crotchety old goat.
I really thought you were going to say me. I really thought you were going to say me.
Damn, Aaron is like,
damn it, he's going to jab me again.
No. And if you guys don't mind, I want to go out on a special Accept related track and dedicated to all my homies that made their way out on a wintry Tuesday night. I hit the podcasts myself, the 100 Words or Less podcast. I really dig that one. It's more of a hardcore podcast, but this was a special episode where they had Juan Carlos Ramirez on, who is a former member of Black Jacket Army, but he's now the main man behind the No Echo podcast, and they had a nice long episode-long chat about the whole power violence scene from yesteryear and today. I was really digging that as well. The Direct Input podcast, which is hosted by Josh Staples of Abnormality fame. Of course, there's a band that's no stranger to this show, and it's generally just Josh and a guest, you know, for the entire length. But every once in a while, he takes his little recording gadget and he goes out to show in his area around, like he lives around the Boston area or the Boston area, and he went to a black metal show. Morbicidad and Blasphemian had this cool gig with this whole lineup of really cool bands, and he basically went around just kind of as before the show starts, you know, he just kind of goes around, hey, you want to be on the show, you want to be on the show. Real cool atmosphere. And one of the bands that I really dug and I enjoyed his interview with was the band, a black metal band called Pukerist, which that's kind of an interesting name. And he just came up to who turned out to be their drummer and said, hey, you want to be on my podcast?
My, you know, podcast. Who are you?
A podcast. Yeah, it's my Massachusetts accent.
Wouldn't it be a podcast?
Well, that might be the it's more New York.
My podcast, because it's a car.
It's a car. Yeah, that's right. In the
I got
the
my car. Keys, my car.
I can't find my car keys.
Well, he had this nice chat. You know, he came up to this. Would you like to be on the podcast? And it's a young girl. Her name is Sky. She's the drummer for Pukerist. How did you come in? How did you manage to get into a band like this? You're just a young girl. And she goes, oh, my dad's in the band.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So I had to check this band out. I thought that was a very interesting dynamic. Like, there is no way. As cool as my daughter is, okay, you are not going to find a punker chick than my daughter without actually listening to the music. I thought that was right off the hook. Yeah. And finally, and I want to drop a track from this record. The new Napalm Death compilation came across my desk out later on this month, March 30th. The Napalm Death compilation, Coded Smears and Uncommon Slurs, will be available from Century Media Records. And what this basically is a collection of B-sides from singles and tracks from other recording sessions and just cover songs, wicked covers from Gauze, Sacrilege, and Despair, a whole whack of really cool stuff. And it's Napalm fucking Death. So, hey, like, I had to give this record a spin. Nothing I like more than cranking Napalm at 7 in the morning just to really start your weekend. And before we get into one of those songs, I just wanted to say, as of July 26th, since we were talking about that Slayer tour,
Behemoth. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, after July 26th, Behemoth is dropping off that tour, which that's the band where I have no idea. We've got to get Nurgle on the phone and say, what the fuck? But they're dropping off the tour, and Napalm is being added to that. Now, I want to run this by you guys real quick because I want to get to this album. If you had a choice to see Napalm or Behemoth, who would you take?
Behemoth.
I've seen Behemoth. I think I want to see Napalm Death. I think I've already seen Behemoth. I can't remember. Yeah, dude, like, look, I've seen a lot of shows. It's very hard to keep track of who I've seen. Dude, it's very hard.
I've seen both, and I prefer Behemoth for sure.
No, okay, I think it's just I've seen both. I've seen them probably both the same amount of times, so it's really tough, and you know they're kind of different musics and all that. So I'm happy with what we're getting, which is Behemoth. And but you know I hope this means that Napalm is definitely coming back across the pond here to entertain us again. And of course I will be front row center to get us there, though. A track from Coded Smears and More Uncommon Slurs. Do you call that an option? It was a bonus track from the Smear Campaign record session. So without further ado, this is the mighty Napalm Death.
Yeah.
we seem to, I think we're well on our way here for a new tradition. It was right around this time last year, you guys will remember, that we had Joy Vera from Armored Saint on this show.
Yes, sir.
Now here we are, you know, just ballpark a year later, and we get tapped to speak to one John Bush from said Armored Saint. And if you're not familiar with Armored Saint, you would definitely know John Bush as a former member of the Mighty Anthrax. Mm-hmm. Well, what is going on in the Armored Saint camp? Well, this summer is going to be the Summer of the Saint, because in July and August, run, don't walk, to get your tickets to see Armored Saint as they are doing the entire Symbol of Salvation record in its entirety on tour. Wow, this definitely got our attention, and something that, you know, let's get Mr. Bush on the horn and he can give us the 411 about all of this, because not only that, Metal Blade is also, you know, doing the remastered, the repackaging, putting it out on vinyl, giving it the full treatment. So check your, you know, check your local listings for that as well. And to get us off and running to that, we sat down with Mr. Bush and had quite a chat. And you know what? It's one of those, being a longtime, you know, not only Armored Saint fan, but Anthrax fan. Like, this is another bucket list moment for Radioactive Metal as well, to get us there with this fine chat. You know, we have to go. It might be the obvious track, but I think it's definitely the appropriate one. The title track of the Symbol of Salvation, which hopefully everyone listening will hear it live this summer from the mighty Armored Saint.
Explain, tell me what you plan to be. The future. and foremost, what I want to start with is, first of all, just to tell you that Armored Saint is no stranger to the show. We had Mr. Veer on last year at this time. So hopefully we can make, you know, Armored Saint Day an annual thing here on Radioactive Metal. How does that sound?
That sounds good. Well, why don't we mark it down as March 8th? That's the year you talk to Armored Saint, regardless of what's going on.
That's right. Drop everything. We appreciate it. But what's going on with Armored Saint right now is this summer, July through July 10th to August 18th, you guys are hitting the road. And the idea behind that tour is you're playing the entire Symbol of Salvation album in its entirety. The first thing that pops out with that is, why Symbol? Why this record?
That seems to be the question everyone's asking. You know, I guess it's a record that seems to be the one, if we were going to do it, that seems to be the collective feeling that that's the one to do it with. You know, I think all of our records have a lot of great songs. To be honest, I don't know if any one of them is a flawless record from top to bottom. I won't tell you what songs maybe I think are a little inferior to others, especially on Symbol, because that would be just dumb of me to do that. But, I mean, I do think Symbol is an amazing record, and I think it's going to be fun because there are actually a few songs on this record that we've never played live, ever. So, number one is we've got to get to work and kind of relearn some of our songs that we recorded in 1991. So that'll be a nice, good challenge for us. But, you know, Symbol's a record that it happened kind of like in the middle of the band's career, if you will. It was also the record that was the last record, and then I ended up leaving and joining Anthrax, and so it was a big gap of time between that record and the following record, Revelation. You know, it kind of marked the end of the band for a period. It was the record that came on the heels of Dave Pitcher finding out he had leukemia and then unfortunately passing away. And all those songs that were written during that period were ones that were written when we had no record deal. We were dropped from Chrysalis. We were a, kind of a band, you know, in the middle of the ocean, if you will. And we kind of embraced it because our thought process was, we don't have a deal. We know Dave's ill. We don't know what's going to happen with any of that. And so we kind of figured this is right. And I think that's why some of the songs really took on this special meaning, you know, because it was like this yearning of music and lyrics that was uncertain about whether or not they would see the light of day. And they almost didn't. And then we kind of regrouped after Dave passed. We had Brian Slagle on our corner, as he had always been, but he really was there at that time. We got Phil back in the band. We got Jeff back in the band because Jeff was kind of in and out for a couple of years, and at that time he was out. He came back. They both played guitar with Dave at different times, and the songs were just special. And then that was also the time when Joey kind of assumed the leadership role and has been the leader ever since. And it was just a regrouping. It was a phoenix rising, if you will, not to be too cheesy, but I think it's a record that a lot of people really connected with because it felt very emotional. It felt like something that maybe you didn't know was going to happen or not, and it did, and I'm glad it did. So yeah, it makes sense to do it with Symbol. Like I said, there's some songs we've never played, which would be fun. There's songs like Another Day, which is an amazing song that we haven't played too many times live. We have played it a few, but not too many. Tainted Path is another kind of epic tune. Obviously, Rain of Fire, Last Train Home, Tribal Dance, we played those many times. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun thing.
Right on, right on. And I hope it is for you. With this kind of like the words an evening with gets thrown around when a band do entire albums. Is this what we can expect with this? Is it going to be a support act? Are we going to hear some other stuff from Armored Saint as well? Like what's the 411 here?
I do think that, you know, the way I'm envisioning it, and we actually even haven't been started rehearsing yet. We're kind of just doing our rehearsing on our own until we get together as a band. But I don't think it's going to be just like song, 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 song. I think that would be probably just too demanding for one and just, you know, kind of repetitive. But I do believe that we're going to do some inventive things with certain songs throughout the show. We're not going to go on some long, big tangents with certain things, but we will do things that will kind of make it a segue from maybe one song to another and make it feel like a show. and make it feel transitional. So we kind of have, I have some ideas. We just kind of have to get together and maybe see how that kind of all flows. And then I'm sure we'll play a couple other classic Saint songs other than those, you know, because it's only 12 songs. So I think, you know, it's, that's not quite a headline set, but I think, you know, what I always like to do is I always like to mess around with a set. Gonzo hates me for it, but for me, my feeling is I love changing the set around. I hate bands that play the same set every night. I think it's just terrible. It's weak. It's just kind of boring. You know, it becomes like this Broadway play. And, you know, I get it for bands who are legend, you know, playing arenas and big venues and, you know, where you have a whole show and a big giant crew, everyone's got their job. I get that. But when you're playing clubs, there's no reason why you can't mess around with a set, change it up. But you can even do that on an arena level. I saw Bruce Springsteen do it all the time. But, you know, my personal opinion, I don't want things to feel stale. I don't want them to, you know, there's something to be said for people being tight, and I've got that. And even though I'm saying we're kind of like a glorified garage band, I always say, because we're pretty loose, really, sometimes when it comes down to it. But I just think I want to have people not know what they're going to get. I think that there's an element of surprise with that, and I like that. So with the additional songs that we play, we'll play a change out up a little bit. But obviously, we're going to choose the simple record, and that's not going to change.
Right on. Cool. When, with kind of staying with the same idea, when you think of some of your favorite albums that maybe influenced you to go and be in a metal band, or just stuff that you just listened to on your own time, do you ever think, man, I would love to hear this album in its entirety live? Do you have any of those kind of floating?
Yeah. I mean, Rocks, Aerosmith, forget about it. I mean, that would be like one of my, you know, biggest dreams, and to have that accomplished. As a matter of fact, I'd love to see Aerosmith go out and do a tour where they would just do the first five records, not all of them, because that would be a lot, but just up from the first album to Draw the Line. I think that would be stellar. You know, if Judas Priest went out and did like Stained Glass in its entirety, I mean, forget about it. I would be over the moon. So there's certain things that would be amazing to witness. I don't know if any of that, you know, can happen at this point, especially for some of those bands I just named, because, you know, they're a little older, and there's obviously changes going on with those groups. But and, you know, I think the whole record in its entirety thing is kind of a newer, to some degree, it's a newer kind of philosophy. I mean, hey, so Pink Floyd did it when they put out The Wall, which is incredible. But, you know, I think it's a great thing. You got to have an amazing record to do it, you know, obviously. But, you know, legendary bands certainly have, you know, a couple of records in their history that, you know, they could literally pull that out. And there would be no beer and bathroom breaks. You would have to stay riveted the whole show. So
no doubt. And, you know, I got to ask, going through your back catalog with Anthrax, if there's that one record that you did that, if given the opportunity to do this idea, which record would that be for you to do this?
I don't know. Everyone seems to love White Noise. Obviously, that was the first one I made. And there seemed to be just a strong bonding on that particular album. I do love We Come For You All. I think that record is pretty awesome as well, maybe a little under the radar. I don't know. You know, I think there's enough material on all four records to have a good headline set. Maybe one day I'll do that. You know, people have been asking me, and I have been reluctant for a while, but entertained the idea of doing it. I always say, though, it's got to be right. It's got to be the right band. It's got to be the right musicians. It has to be the right shows. I'm not just going to go out there and do it because, you know, I want it to be correct and right and feel right. So, but I'm open to it. I nothing's happened yet, but I did play Room for One More with the Metal Legions guys a couple months back in correlation with their record they have coming out, which I sang a song for their second album. And it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. And playing with, you know, guys like Alex Skolnick and Andreas from Sepultura and Mike Portnoy and Ellison and, you know, Mark Mangi, it was killer.
Oh, no doubt. That lineup just sounds awesome. For sure. So you're going throughout North America from July 10th to August 18th. What about beyond those initial announced dates? Like, what's going on the next year with Armored Saint?
Well, we're actually doing South America for the first time in June. So that's actually, well, what we're doing really at this point is we're doing one festival, the Rock Hard Festival in Germany in May. And we're doing Cymbal there, which should be a nice challenge for us because we had never done it. And the first time we're going to do it is in front of a festival crowd. So that's going to be a good challenge for us. And then we're going to South America, and we're doing 5 shows there, which are going to be amazing. Looking forward to that. We've never been. And then we're doing the Cymbal dates in America. And then we're doing some sporadic shows in Europe, a run in August and then another run in November. So, but we are trying to write a record, too. And we've already started. We've begun writing, got a few songs done. But, you know, our goal in a perfect world is to get out a record under the 5-year mark, because Armor Saint kind of, we don't work the fastest. You know, we kind of, it's not because we're lazy. It's just the way things kind of work. It's starting to gel with the other things that are going on in our life. Joey also plays a Fates Warning. Everybody's kind of busy. We have families. So you're trying to correlate all those things together and also make a record at the same time and write a record. And it's not easy to do. But, you know, without having a complete sense of urgency, because I don't want to sacrifice any of the quality of what the material would be. At the same time, you know, it'd be nice to get a record out. Even if a record came out in the middle of next year, which is setting a pretty high goal for ourselves, that would still be almost 4 years since When Hands Down came out. So it's a while.
Oh, geez, yeah. It doesn't seem that long, though. We were just pushing that record, it seemed, just a little while ago. And
I know. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it doesn't feel that wild because people are, you know, it's like, what's next? What's next? I'm like, wait a minute. And we love Win. I mean, we think Win was an amazing record, like really one of our best. So It's actually hard to follow that record up. So, you know, we can't just go, get on the studio, go ahead, writing, and so forth. I mean, and luckily, music and lyrics at this point have come fairly easy to us, which is a good thing because you could have a writer's block, especially if you're an older band, I think. But luckily, things have kind of happened pretty easily for us. But at the same time, you know, we love When Hands Down. We thought we really set the mark high on that album. And, you know, we don't want to just kind of follow it up with, the dud. So we got to really concentrate.
Well, I got full confidence in you. You just made me think, in 10 years, 15 years, do you think you might want to do When Hands Down? This same idea in its entirety?
Look at Kevin.
Am I putting too much on you?
I don't know, man. I'm 54, Holmes. So, you know, the future, I am a pretty honest guy. I'm always, I take a little Larry David self-loathing in myself and kind of bust my own balls. So, you know, because it's easier than when everybody else is doing it. So you're already prepared. But, you know, I always look at life with a pretty good sense of humor. But, you know, I feel great, and I actually, you know, I really do. I just played some grueling basketball last night. I went snowboarding the day before. I feel physically pretty awesome, but, you know, I'm also honest, man. I'm like, we're 54, 55, and, you know, so, like, I don't know what's going to happen in 10 years. I know I'll be 65, and that sounds, like, crazy out of my mind. I can't even believe it. So I don't really want to think too far in the future. Not that I'm afraid of the future, but simply because if I was 30, then I'd be like, yeah, you know, and then I'd probably hate this guy that you're talking to if I was 30. You know what I mean? People always say that to me. Like, what would you say to the John Bush now if you were the John Bush of, you know, the 80s? And I'd probably hate that guy. But, you know, the reality is that I don't look too far in the future. I kind of have that same approach to life. You know, I'm really about a Carpe Diem type of guy. That's why we call the record Carpe Noctem. I'm really, you know, live in the moment because a lot of things happen in life that kind of inform me that you never know what the future holds. So, but you know you're here now. So live in that moment now. Make that moment count now. You know, you can have plans and you can have goals, and that's great. But I'm here now, and that's a fact. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. So I don't really want to think too far in the future about doing anything more than what we're actually just embarking on. But I am proud of When Hands Down, and I love that record, and I would like to do that record in its entirety one day.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I would love to hear that myself. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I was told that you've kind of got a busy schedule here, so we're going to do it here. But, yeah, We'll get a hold of you.
Am I going to see you at any of the shows?
No, I'm actually up in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada right now.
Oh, like, awesome.
Yeah, I've never
been to Winnipeg, man, and I'm really bummed about not playing Winnipeg or Edmonton or Calgary. We are finally going to Montreal and Toronto for the first time in like 15, 20 years, so I'm real excited about doing that. My son is a hockey player. He used to play for the Junior Kings. He's very, very awesome player, and we're really into hockey. I see the tickets for the Kings, so, and the Jets are kicking ass this year. I don't know if you care, but, you know, they're doing pretty well, and you know, I'm very excited to come to Canada, even though we're only playing a couple of shows. But, you know, I would love to come to those places. I'm sure the crowds are very enthusiastic in those territories because, you know, probably not so saturated. So one day, hopefully, mm-hmm. we'll get to Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. Want to see you up here, my friend.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
You guys suck. You suck. Suck.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantvmradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Oh, can't wait. I just wish this tour was coming up here to see the mighty Armored Saint doing Symbol of Salvation in its entirety. I don't care. Whatever Armored Saint wants to do, they can come up and just do Tiny Tim covers. Who cares?
Nah.
I just want to be front row center when Armored Saint takes the stage. And hopefully wherever you are listening, you will have the opportunity to check that out. Thank you, everyone involved with that, for making that. Once again, like I said, that was definitely a bucket list moment. And I don't know what we're gonna do a year from now. Like, someone else from Armored Saint has to come on.
It's the two other members we can talk to.
Come with something.
The Sandoval brothers. Yeah.
There we go. And if not, we'll get like Mrs. Vera or Mrs. Bush we'll get them on the phone and we'll get the real scoop.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound? Because the last thing I want is Mrs. White on this show telling, that might be scary. Crane, before we get on out of here, Crane, I got some content. You were talking about festivals and all that.
Yes.
I got some content for Loud and Fierce. The annual Kanye Fest is fast approaching. April 13th at the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio. And now what the Kanye Fest is the memorial festival for the late Jim Kanye, the amazing drummer, you know, it's a metric shit ton of bands, most noted for his work with Nunslaughter. Now, our good friends at Hell's Headbangers, they put this festival on every year to raise funds for the James Paul Kanye Scholarship in Music at Kent State. Basically, it's to give a scholarship for one young, you know, individual to start their career in music, all in the name of this great man. People actually might know Mr. Kanye better as Jim Sadist. Who knows? Hmm. Who knows? That's how we always call him. This year, Esoteri is headlining, and as well, Shed the Skin, Crossface. There's about five bands on the bill for a mere $10.
Oh wow!
And it goes for a good cause. Yeah. I wish I was there, April 13th. And kind of on a related note, I want to say hello and happy birthday. It has been a year that Heavy Metal Relics, like my favorite show on the air right now, and I've talked about it many times on the show. Go on YouTube, search Heavy Metal Relics, say hello to them, and that Snowy sent you because it is their 1 year anniversary. Happy birthday, you guys. Thanks. Thanks for everything, and here's to many, many more years. So let's go out We'll go out on a song dedicated to them and to everyone that came out just a couple days ago and made that Udo show extra special. But in the before we get to that, how can people get a hold of us, Rock?
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/radmetal. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at radmetal666. You can find us, go to our website to listen to all our latest episodes and to purchase t-shirts and to see concert photos. And, you know, if you are an Amazon patron, you can use a link that we have on our site where we get a little kickback. That's at radioactivemetal.org. And what else? I think that's pretty much it. But you can also find us on earpeeler.com, which is a great site. You got to check them out. Our friends at Earpeeler are awesome. It's basically a website that, they compile all this information on all these different podcasts from all sorts of stuff, from, you know, music gear podcasts to heavy metal podcasts to geek podcasts and wrestling podcasts. And you can go there to, and you can find anything you want, you know, with links links and stuff. So there's a tremendous amount of effort being put in that website. Just like Corrine, you know, Corrine does, you know, she puts a lot of work into her website. Well, Victor at the Ear Peeler, he's man, he's a saint to do what he does.
Oh my god, he's my hero. Oh yeah.
So check it out, earpeeler.com, because it's an awesome site.
Yeah. And as well, of course, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Check us out. If you're listening to this show on a different avenue, be sure to check us out there as well. There's a metric shit ton of wicked shows. So, like, we're pretty much the only music show on there, but there's really cool wrestling and pop culture and lifestyle and all that. One-stop shopping for all of your podcast needs. Please check that out, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. And I think that's about it, because, like I said, I want to get the fuck out of here. It's time to get out there. Manitoba Metal Fest, I'm on my way, everyone. Snow is coming. In the meantime and in between,
hide your daughters. hide your children.
Lock up your daughters. Lock up your wife. Wrap up your life.
Thank you, Green. That's starting it off right. Let's go out on a real, it's an accept song, but how about let's go out with Witchery's version of Fast as a Shark, one of my all-time favorite cover songs. Check it out. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been a symbolic episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
Corrine.
And I'm Aaron.
Signing off.
Yeah. radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all the other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal. Yeah!